Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 82, Sharing Your Faith in a Business Environment. Hi, I'm Sherit Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead web designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert more traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sherit, I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashana Price, your giver of awesomeness. I help my clients find their gifts and talents in the face of adversity and help them move from adversity to awesomeness. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're talking about sharing your faith in a business environment. And we've had several guests on here talk about how they share their faith. So now it's our turn to talk about how we do that. And I would say the first thing I would say was that it's nothing wrong with doing that, because I remember starting off and I, you know, wanted to, you know, do all the right things. But I remember just one day praying to God a couple of years ago, first, what do you want me to do in this business? Not what everyone else is doing, what is expected, but what do you want? And that's when he shifted me from coaching to going back to what is doing something that I know and love to do, and that is digital marketing. He's like, why are you doing that? Do this. And the second thing I pray for God is be my coach. Guide me and lead me and show me until I get someone, you know, in the flesh. And I do have a coach now, but guide me, you know, when it comes down to who to work with and what to do next, you know, when I come to you in prayer, show me and guide me. And that's really how I share my faith in my business, is through prayer and through surrounding myself with now with women who are like-minded. Like, I just moved to New Orleans and it was answered prayer, because I don't know anyone here, hardly. I'm still getting to know people. And I joined the local business group. And one of the women said, well, I'm forming a subgroup of women, of us who are, you know, Christians, we're you know, business-minded, but we also want to work together to take our businesses to the next level. Would you be interested? Because you're one of the women I thought about. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And so God always provides those things when I ask him to bless me, not only just in business, but in my whole life, but just from a business perspective, I can say that I wouldn't have my business, wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for my faith.
I think that's amazing. So here's the thing, right? Like, you're like, I prayed for this, or I prayed for something close to this. And what I love about business sharing faith, and I'll share as well, but I heard it in your story. So it's this understanding that God places us on the hearts of other people.
Yes.
Right. Like that woman said, and I thought of you. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. I'm like, that's always the Lord going, you know, let me go ahead and whisper your name on the hearts of someone, of a potential client, a connection, something like that.
Yeah.
So awesome. I love it. I mean, I do some of the same things as well. Like, we talked about it. We prayed together. I remember when you and your family were considering the move to New Orleans, and we prayed about it, that God would either open the door wide, that it would be so obvious that he wants you to do that, to make the move, that you would do it.
Right.
Or if it wasn't meant to be, it would be like slam the door shut and let it be obvious as well that this is not what you want us to do.
Exactly.
I mean, that prayer alone is worth praying, and it's the type of ask I think that I ask God a lot in my business, is around, okay, Lord, because that's how I talk to him. I'm like, okay, Lord, look, this is what needs to happen. Right? Like, this is what I'm saying needs to happen. Do you agree? If so, can you send someone to confirm it? Or if this is not supposed to happen, I need you to, like, make it so plain and so obvious to me that I'm, like, so that I don't miss it.
I tell God, bop me up, say, if you got a little rock hit me in the head, whatever, just make it so where it is so painfully obvious. Yes, sure, I want you to do this. You know, that's kind of how you got to pray. Like, Lord, if you got to throw something at me, do it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and right, throw, right, I'm a feather girl for the most part. Like, he just needs to whisper, or like, there needs to be a sign that I'm driving past. Like, it doesn't have to be completely, excuse me, y'all. Sorry about that.
Bless you.
Couldn't hold that one back. Thank you. It doesn't have to be so, like, obvious, but I need a whisper. I need something. And it could even be in a meeting, right? I'll give you a recent example. I was just on a podcast,
right?
Somebody else's podcast with Jim is his name. And so, Entrepreneurial Truth is the name of the podcast. I recommend it. Yes. But when Jim and I did the recording, cause it's pre-recorded as well, we had a lot of technical difficulties heading into the recording, which seems to be a thing with me and recordings, either live interviews, audios, it doesn't matter. And so I was saying to him, it's okay. This happens.
Right.
This is like, it's like my thing at this point. It's almost like, I know it's going to be great because we're going to have some technical difficulties. So we'll just plan for that. But we ended up after the recording talking for like another hour about his personal situation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, when I think about being in business and the work that I do, and we've talked about it, how to help people really get beyond their current situation and overcome adversity, bullying, conflict. It's sometimes in the things that are never seen. And that moment was a reminder of that. Cause a part of me was like, I'm tired, it is late. But there was this other part of me that was much bigger, that was like, sit and be in the moment with him and help him. And that help was beautiful and so unexpected. And I've talked about it before, but I know and believe and have experienced God for myself as a setup God. And so he'll use even a podcast recording to get you in position to be able to speak or shed light and help one of his children. So I'm always honored when that happens. Are you still there, Sharik?
Hello?
Uh-oh, we're having technical difficulties here too.
Yeah.
Hey, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so that's my experience with what it means to see God in business. It's, yes, sometimes it's in the manifestation of money and resources and opportunities. Other times it's in the, you sit before someone else and be what they need, be the answer to their prayer.
Exactly. I mean, I've just found that when I stop stressing over, you know, oh my gosh, my next client, that I'll get an email. Boom. I thought about you and want to talk to you about your services, or somebody mentioned your name or something like that, or I'll get an email referral. And it's like, wow, you know, so it's like, okay, the key that I'm seeing in this is, number one, stop stressing. And two, you got to trust.
Yep.
You got to trust that if he brought me here to do this, then he's obviously not going to be like, okay, well, you're on your own. You know, have at it. Good luck. Best of luck. And I'll see you later. But no, he actually will provide. But you have to trust and believe that he will do that. And so for me, I couldn't be in business without my faith. To me, they're all one and the same. You know, I could not see me doing any of this because, you know, I learned so many different things from, you know, my clients, my colleagues, and I'm constantly a sponge and growing. So, and all of that is just taking a step out and on faith and not having to feel the pressure of knowing everything. But knowing, being resourceful enough to get the information that I need, you know? And so, I don't think anyone should ever feel that they have to hide it, because that's something else that I noticed in the online space. It was very, you know, I left my corporate job and now I can say and do what I want. And then, I mean, I saw the F word more times than I think I care to see in my life. because so many people were just letting go and letting loose. But I'm like, no, I can't be out here putting myself out there and not have God above involved in this process. I could not see one without the other. And so I think that was something that was just really important for me, because, you know, like, I'm happy to be out of corporate too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to just lose my mind either. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't think anyone should be worried about sharing their faith, because God will send you clients that love that about you and will hire you because of that. I mean, have you seen that as well in your business? I'm sure you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just this, I had one woman reach out to me because she was just like, I saw an interview that you did, and I went to your website, and I almost didn't even want to like click on the contact you, but I felt called to, and she's my client now and has increased her programs and has had a 50% increase in her profit in the last 6 weeks. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, and for me, I just was like, I'm so glad you reached out, because like, I wouldn't know that you had this need, but also thank you for giving me an opportunity, because so often people talk themselves out of working with someone, right? Like, mm-hmm. right, like, I don't want to reach out. They're going to say no, or they're not going to want me as a client, right? Like all the stories we tell ourselves,
right.
Or the story that you have told yourself about what someone's going to say. And I was like, well, thank you for having a conversation with me so yes. that I could actually be in the conversation versus having a conversation with me that I never even knew we had.
Right. And that's really how God makes way, makes room for your gifts and for your dreams, because, you know, like I said, he put you there and had this woman come across an interview that you did. And now she's been blessed, because she was obedient and went through what God told her to do. And so I think that is something that for anyone out there who's struggling with that, because I've had conversations with women who try to keep that to themselves. They feel that's too personal, but I'm like, no, that's who you are. You know, that if that's who you are, a woman of faith, woman of God, there is a whole entire community of people who are just like you, who you can relate to, who do not hide their faith and are very successful, just as successful, if not more, than those who claim, you know, the universe, or who claim some other power that guides them and makes them successful. You know what I mean? So we have to, yeah. I think it's our job to glorify God who has blessed us and who has helped us and given us the opportunity that we have, you know, because
yeah, Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, just finally, just what's given can be taken away.
Mm-hmm. It can. I think it's one of those things, you know, there's a lot of conversations too around the, like, there are people who talk about the universe or mama nature and all these other things.
Right.
My belief is strong enough. Two things. Number one, my belief is strong enough that when people say those things, I'm not offended. And I don't believe the God that I serve is offended either, because if we are talking about the power and the energy and all of that, and that is the universe, well, then if you believe what I believe, which is that God created it all, then mm-hmm. he's ultimately getting the credit. So the sometimes in conversations around belief, and especially in business, or like when people say certain things, there's a tendency to want to be offended. But when we're talking about God, he in Jesus modeled it more than anyone else. He was not easily offended. He always listened to understand. So when people talk about the universe and all of that, in my mind, I'm like, oh, they're just talking about God. They just might not call him that because they're not ready, or they want to be PC, but that doesn't take away from who he is and what he does.
That's interesting.
Go ahead.
That's very interesting, because I really didn't honestly see it that way. I always saw it as people, I mean, those who have been in coaching groups with me who talk about it, and they're like, you know, thank you, universe, and thank you this. Or they'll say, it's not like they'll say anything but Jesus, or they'll say anything but God. And I guess that's another way of looking at it, whether or not maybe they're just not ready to say God or Jesus publicly, or maybe that's where they are in their walk. Mm-hmm. Because I do see a lot of people who do will come out and say the universe is blessed me, the universe has done this. And it doesn't offend me any more than I just say, well, Lord, you know, this person may not be where they are. Or I may say, well, gosh, you know, God gave you that. He blessed you. To me, I see a universe, as you mentioned, as a creation, but not the creator. And yes, he did make everything, but I just like to go, I guess when I get praise, I go right to the source of everything, you know, but I didn't think about the fact that maybe that someone just may not be there yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I think there, because I've had, well, I don't know, maybe just so many different experiences. I've traveled so many different places. There are some people who are overt in their belief. That's mm-hmm. that's me, right? Like that's, you know, I have a playlist on my phone that says I'm a Jesus freak, right? Like, yeah, I talk about God, Jesus, like I mean, giver of awesomeness, the awesome God, he gave us awesome gifts inside of us, a part of him, right? Like it's in who I am. That's my walk. That's where I am. But there are other people who aren't there yet, or they might not ever get there. But that doesn't, I don't believe that that means that God doesn't love them, or when they say the universe or other things. And maybe they don't even believe because they haven't yet found that truth for them.
Right.
That doesn't, I don't think that that hinders the power that is there and that is activated in their life through God that I serve, because he blessed those who believed and those who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one part. And the other thing is, and you know, I love movies and superhero movies and sci-fi. And so in The Matrix,
mm-hmm.
Matrix 2, when Morpheus is back, they're in battle. I won't spoil it if you're listening and you've never seen it. You should watch all three of them for lots of reasons. They're just great testimonies of power and love, like the hero's journey. But anyway, in Matrix 2, in the beginning part of the movie, when Morpheus comes back with his ship and they're getting ready for battle, and he wants to actually go on another trip, and like he's ready to speak to everyone who's there about this battle. His commanding officer is like, people don't believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Morpheus says, my beliefs don't require that they do.
Hmm.
And I like every time I'm like, yes, that is spot on. And that's how I feel about it. And that is, I guess, the peace, the confidence, and the lack of my ability to be easily offended is because I anchor in that. Like whether my belief in who God is does not require anyone around me to believe. And even if they don't believe, I have enough belief that they can borrow some of mine, or that if they're in need of something and they want it to manifest in their life, I'll still pray for them to God, mm-hmm. that I serve and know, even if they don't.
Right. And I do believe that we're here also to be examples, because like we mentioned before, these people are not where we are. So we're here to be examples so they can look and say, okay, well, this person, you know, didn't judge me. And they're showing me real Christ love. And I think that it also speaks to how we handle people. Now, for me myself, I've never like honestly talked to someone who does that. I just listen to them, but I'll see the post and I'll just say, okay, well, God, you bless them. You know, that kind of thing. If I see someone talking about universe, these are people who are typically not the most religious, but that is their way, as you mentioned, of acknowledging a force that's there guiding them and blessing them. And I pray that they will eventually get to the point where they're able to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Because they are acknowledging that there is something there, you know, that's guiding them. That is not, more importantly, it's not of them, not of their own strength. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not of their own might, but there is a part of what they're doing and part of what makes them successful it's that for me, I just say Jesus is him guiding me because I've asked him to do so. I've asked him to direct my path and mm-hmm. show me. And for those people who do use that term, like we mentioned before, they're just probably just not there yet, or they just feel, or they just feel like maybe there's just something else that they know there's something there, but not quite sure what it is, what have you. But yes, I think that all in all, if anyone, I just don't feel like people should be afraid to share it, thinking that, I'm just thinking more from a standpoint of, I'm going to lose clients because they're going to think that I'm this, like you mentioned, like Jesus freak or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would not hesitate to show my faith because of that, because God has always supplied, you know, me clients. And a lot of those clients are women and men of faith themselves. Mm-hmm. So they don't care.
Yeah. I think it's, if you're people that are, if they're, you know, and even if you're out there listening now and you're like, how do I, it's really about what you want your business to be founded on and rooted in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's about that. Some people and where they are in their faith walk and their journey want to keep that part of them private and separate. There are others mm-hmm. like you and I who are like, there, it's really hard to even think about them as separate because they all go together.
Right.
And so I think that's a part of it. It's like really, if and especially if you're thinking about standing up a business, what it's rooted in and founded in is important, because that will drive what you do and how you do it.
Exactly. Like, for instance, you know, right now we just had, at the time of this recording, mm-hmm. we just had a Super Bowl. And there's a lot of talk and debate about the halftime show. I don't know if you had a chance to catch it.
And, girl, we can talk about, that's a whole other show. We can talk about it now. Go ahead.
But I saw the debate between, there's a Christian women's business group, and they were like, oh my gosh, it's so, you know, so out there, it's so sexual. So it's not, but other people are looking at it like they're 50 and 43. Heck, they're hashtag goals. You know, everyone had an opinion about it. But the Christian, you know, were more or less like, this is shameful. This is, you know, devil worship. This is not, you know, of God, you know, hypersexual. I got small kids. And that's the thing. But my take on this was, okay, number one, you know, J-Lo and Shakira, this is what they do. Anyone who's seen a performance by either one of them should know what is going to happen. And especially if you put them on a stage where they're going to be seen by millions, it's going to be on 10. You know what I mean? So for me, yes, it was hypersexual, but it was also a teachable moment. And one thing I tell my sons when there's women on TV or something like that, and they're, because I was even watching the pre-show, just getting ready while I'm making snacks and stuff, there were women dancing around. And I said, is that the standard of a woman? And they said, no, who is your standard of a woman? And they said, you are. You know, I said, this is not something that I want you to, you know, to look at and feel that, basically this is what a woman is. And I think that if you're a Christian woman and you just enjoyed watching the dances and you enjoy that, and you're afraid to go post about, hey, you know, hey, go ahead, J-Lo, go ahead, Shakira, because you're worried if people are going to question your faith. I think that is something between, like you mentioned before, your relationship with Christ should really dictate those things. If you just like the fact that it was, you know, the African drums and the high pace movement and dancing and that kind of thing, or if you're looking at it as these women are not 20 in their 20s and they're still performing and still doing high energy shows, then that's one thing, you know, another way to look at it. Because me personally, I'm thankful that I got my personal trainer to, you know, to keep me in shape, because one of them is older than me, one is younger than me, barely. So I'm like in between the two, but I won't be on stage doing that. But I'm also not going to judge them because they're doing basically what is expected. But I just saw that debate online a lot between the Christian women and the women who don't identify themselves as Christian. They were going back and forth on that a lot. I don't know. What was your take on it?
So I posted about it on my Facebook page, did a whole video, because for me, the comments around the language that was being sung and spoken was where I anchored to. Because there were a lot of comments in the feeds that I saw around people asking questions around why are we speaking Spanish and singing in Spanish? This is America.
Exactly.
Whoa, wait a minute. I was like, ooh, and that goes right to a core value. And we're not gonna use any situation, positive or negative, to spew hate.
Exactly.
You bring distance and divide in. Now, if you want to ask the question, my feedback online was like, why are we speaking Spanish? It's because we are a country that was built, the United States is built off of a melting pot.
Exactly.
And actually, before Europeans got here, there were people here who did not speak English. English is not like that, like that's, there is no national language. I mean, I guess it's English because that's what was brought into this country, but there are lots of people who speak many other languages. If you knew anything about Shakira specifically, she is Lebanese.
Yeah.
Half Lebanese or part Lebanese. The Puerto Rican flag is also right, in Colombian. Yes, thank you. And the Puerto Rican flag was also flown, and people were like, why? Well, Puerto Rico, right? Like, it's so there was just lots of things about it for me.
Yeah.
You know, watching it, I watched it twice because the first time I watched it, we had a group of people over. My children were not in the room. Zion and Zoe weren't in the room because one, they don't care about football that much, and two, the halftime show has never been family friendly. Like, let's stop it. It's been years of things. Janet Jackson. We didn't say much about Adam Levine and all his tattoos and his naked body or half naked body. I mean, right? Like, he had his shirt off. Like, let's not go overboard. Beyonce, right?
Yes.
Like, when Prince was on, I mean, I'm sure there's others, right, that I've missed. These are the ones that stand out to me. And football in general, if you go to any live game or on TV, you have cheerleaders who are often half-dressed.
Yes.
In their uniform. And we don't say anything about it.
Right.
So I think there was hypersensitivity because the event, the NFL, the Super Bowl is like an event. It's an end of game. Their celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that different. And for me, I just was like, we're not going to use any situation, not one, to talk about hate and differences and what's not there, who is a have and who is a have not. I believe that if you are a Christian, the other thing I said was like, we're in this world and not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So you as a Christian person, if you deem yourself that, then even if you were in this, if you didn't feel like it was the value that you wanted in your family, in your life, on your television, you had options.
Exactly.
Exercise those options. Don't watch, don't tune in. But to expect that the world and the Super Bowl is a worldly thing would conform to your views is ludicrous. If anything, you would use it as a platform and an opportunity to speak life and speak hope.
Exactly. It's definitely a teachable moment.
Absolutely.
For anyone, because I mean, talking about, of course, the separation, you know, they're in Miami, first of all. Half of Miami doesn't speak English. You know what I mean? My mother-in-law lives there. There's a high number of Cubans there and Hispanics, and you will go in certain neighborhoods where you won't see or hear a lick of English. And I feel that it was a celebration of the fact that, like you mentioned, we have so many cultures in this country, but unfortunately there's this dominance in the sense of, you know, one is more important than the other. But yeah, everyone had the option of turning television off. If you know Beyonce is performing, you know that you're going to see XYZ. If you know such and such is performing, you're going to see XYZ. So at that point, like you said, make that choice and go from there. whether or not you're going to watch it at home or just use it as an opportunity to have snacks. Hey, kids, let's go have snacks, whatever. Let's do something until the game comes back on. And so, but yeah, I did see a lot of that. And I, like I said, I looked at it as more of, for me, just fitness goals. I just started working with my trainer. I'm like, hey, they look great. And I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to look like that.
thank you. If I'm about 50 and if I can do half of that, and probably just in my home, I don't care, I will be happy. That looks 50, makes 50 look great. Now, I'm not going to do everything she does, and I'm not going to present myself the way she does, does make 50 look great. And I had to give her that. And Shakira makes 43 look great. You know? And so I looked at it in that way. I was like, okay, trainer, Monday afternoon, let's get it. And I go to him today, you know, and at 2 o'clock, like, let's keep it going. Because, yeah, that's really, I think you get from it what you want to get from it. And from a Christian perspective, just like that, you have a choice. And so if you're a Christian businesswoman and you're feeling like, oh, I feel weird about talking about it because it's being condemned so much, hopefully we've shown you that you can express yourself, because you have to first be cemented on what you believe in and be cemented on your relationship with Christ. You know, if you're spending daily time with him in the word, and you're spending time in prayer life and applying what you're reading, not just reading it, but, you know, when I read the word every day, I'm like, okay, what do I get from this? Basically, God doesn't want you, like, I'm reading 1 Kings. So it's telling me God doesn't want you serving other gods. He doesn't want you giving honor elsewhere, because that's how he condemned, you know, Solomon and his sons, because they were giving offerings to other gods and marrying women in a foreign country, you know, those kind of things. So I'm like, okay, God, you're basically telling me that you don't want me out here showing honor outside of you. And you want me, you know, you want me to trust and obey you. Okay. So every day, that is my goal. Okay. How can I trust and obey God today? And so if you're doing those things every single day, seeing something like that, you know, you'll either just say, okay, fine, whatever. That's what they do. Hey, whatever. Hey, hashtag goals, fitness goals, and keep it moving. I don't see a need of going on Instagram and Facebook and bashing them, because they're doing what they always do. They haven't changed. So you do you. So we definitely hope that we've shown you that it is totally fine, okay, to share your faith through in your business and to proudly talk about it and in the way that God, that your relationship with God is. If, like we're trying to say, if you're more of a comfortable, like, private person about it, and or you're someone who proudly boasts that, hey, I'm thankful God has truly blessed me today. I signed, you know, $10,000. Thank you, Jesus. That's totally fine too. But just focus on what's most important, is that is your relationship with Christ. So we thank you for listening with us, and just, you know, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I said amen.
Oh, and so just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharik. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. And my Facebook business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharik L. Richardson, MBA, on LinkedIn. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we definitely thank you for listening with us, and we will chat with you next time. You know, man.